What's up, guys? Hope everybody's doing well and having a great day. In this video, we're going back down to Trenton, Florida, where there's been a new development in these, what was four, now five different meteors in the same exact location. You're not going to believe what else has turned up in that same location regarding those meteors. We're also going to take a look at a buoy that was in event mode in the last 24 hours. This makes now three buoys in the last 3 weeks that have been in event mode at different locations around the world. I've also got new UV readings from right out here in Arizona. This is yesterday. The UV under partly cloudy skies was anticipated to be 9.1. What I measured was 10.68. That was yesterday. Here's today's under clear skies, the anticipated once again being 9.1. This was at peak UV at around 12:10 p.m. And you can see the sun was shining brightly. And the anticipated UV was again 9.1. I measured a 12.11. The actual high reading was 12.21. And yes, this instrument is calibrated. That is accurate. That would be extreme UV measured in May, and it's not even summertime yet. There was also in the last 24 hours another X-class solar flare. The shockwave was detected in the ionosphere almost instantly. You can see right there from the large solar flare. Once again, that was an X-class. That makes now number 7 in solar cycle 25, and we're keeping a count over here at the website at MrMBB333.com or EarthWatchman.com, whichever you prefer. We are up to 7 right now in solar cycle 25. I'd like to give a Earth Day shout out to Jasper Jackson, whose birthday was May 2nd, Gary Wallace, and Danny Myers, who both had Earth Days on May 3rd. Hope you guys had a great day. Looking at the Schumann resonance here at the website, a little bit of activity in the Schumann, but no major long duration spikes. You can see in the last 24 hours, there was a spike that lasted about an hour, but other than that one right there, there's no major activity going on right now in the Schumann. Hopping over to the Yellowstone supervolcano caldera, looking at the seismographs that monitor the mighty supervolcano, a little bit of earthquake activity over here at Parker Peak, and you can see yet another. That's a localized earthquake in the southeastern part of the caldera. Northeast and southeast seeing most of the activity. Dark blue representing magma intrusion. Coming back over to the GOES X-ray flux, here's yesterday's X1 class solar flare, and you can see it's definitely trending upward, and here's why. This sunspot is growing. This active region is getting larger and larger as it's facing the Earth right now as I do this video, and there's also a new active region that's turning towards the Earth, and it too is growing. And both of these areas that you see right here are producing major solar flares. Coming back over here to the National Data Buoy Center, yesterday there was another buoy right up here off the coast of British Columbia, where what they call Godzilla hangs out, a 150-foot tall underwater hydrothermal vent that's called Godzilla. It's in this location. It's in the general area. I'm not saying it has anything to do with the buoy that was in event mode. And you can see right there that red vertical line. That's what set the buoy in event mode. It is no longer in event mode. But if we click on the details of this buoy, look at the digital data from yesterday, you can see exactly when and what was detected by the buoy that caused it to go into event mode. It began on May 2nd, was in event mode for 24 hours. Anytime a buoy trips into event mode, it stays in event mode, regardless if it detects anything else or not, for a full 24 hours, and then it goes back into regular mode. And you can see what it did. It went from 3378, that's the average water depth in that area, the water column height, and then it went from 3378 to 3368, a change of 32 feet, 10 meters, and that direction was going in an upward direction. When the number gets smaller, that means the smaller the water column height. The larger the number, the deeper the larger the water column height. So it went from 3378 to 3368 and then to 3392, which is a overall change of 78 feet, 24 meters. Went back to 3378, and then a little while later, it went to 3363, which is a change of 15 meters and then back to 3378. So that buoy, for whatever reasons, went into event mode, like the buoy that we saw off the coast of New York that was in event mode for 24 hours, the buoy down here off the southern coast of Indonesia that was in event mode for quite some time, I think over a week, and here recently there's been some activity. It's not that way today, but it was yesterday for a full 24 hours off the coast of British Columbia, and right now the reasons behind that buoy going into event mode are a mystery. Coming over here to the Lake Mead Water Database, yet another new record low measurement from May 3rd of 2022, 1,053.98 feet. That is a brand new all-time record low. The outflow exceeding the inflow by nearly double, not quite double, but almost. But when the outflow offsets the inflow, that creates a decline in the elevation of the overall pool behind Hoover Dam, and that is yet another record low. The water is down 24.75 feet from a year ago, and they're talking about it right now. The Colorado River reservoirs are so low that the government is delaying releases, basically from Lake Powell. The water that goes into Hoover Dam comes from the Colorado River, and the Colorado River is the main water supply for somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 million people. So the water levels are getting incredibly low out here during this mega drought that is so dry. They go on to say in this article, it hasn't been like this in 1,200 years. So that's something that we're definitely keeping a close eye on. Okay, we're going back down to Trenton, Florida. You guys are in for a treat here. We did a video about four meteors showing up on the same outdoor camera pointing to the north, which is quite exceptional. Well, now there's been yet another one show up on the same camera in the same exact location. And get this, at almost the same exact time, within 5 seconds of another meteor that almost what looks like from the camera's point of view impacts the same exact tree. You're going to have to see this to believe it. I would not have believed it if I hadn't seen it. And here we go. We're going down to Trenton, Florida, which is along the west coast of Florida. Okay, here we go. This is the first meteor, February 20th, 3:30 a.m. All of these are 2022. Here was the second meteor. This camera has not moved. It points to the north. March 7th at 11:43 p.m. Okay, that was March 7th. The third meteor, April the 9th, over here on the right side of the field of view, came through at 10:31 p.m. on April the 9th. Now we're at April 25th at 11:43 p.m. over here in the same location on the left. Now we've got yet another one to add to the collection that this camera has detected right there, April 30th at 11:19 p.m., yet another meteor falls out of the same exact part of the sky above the same location, picked up by the same camera at the same man's house, Ken Garten. Now, check this out. The meteor that came through on March the 7th came through at 23:43:10. That would be 11:43 p.m. at night. And here's the meteor right there. And notice the tree down here on the left. See the tree? Obviously, there's the meteor. It looks like it's going to impact the top of that tree, but it's not. It's just a point of reference. Pay attention to that tree. That was on March the 7th at 23:43:10, 11, 12, and 13. Okay, check this out. 49 days later, nearly to the exact second, it happens again in the same exact hour in the same location. Remember the treetop that we were talking about? This is the same camera looking in the same direction. He doesn't touch it. There's that treetop, right? This is a different night. This is on April 25th, 11:43 p.m. We're going to look at the exact time right over here in the lower right-hand corner. It's 23:43:05. The other meteor came through at 23:43:10. 5 seconds apart from the same exact time of night, and the meteor was in the same exact location. See the treetop? This one here just went out a little sooner than the other one did. How's that possible? Look at the clock over here. Within 5 seconds of the other meteor on a different night in the same exact spot. Look at that. Even at the same angle and moving at about the same speed. There's the two times on two different nights, 23:43:06, 23:43:12. How is that possible? That is unbelievable. Like I said, if I hadn't have seen that, I don't think I would have believed it. So now, in this same exact location in western Florida, there have been 5 meteors in 75 days in nearly the same exact location, 2 coming in on 2 different nights at nearly the same exact time. That is absolutely unbelievable. But you saw it with your own eyes. I saw it too. I've just never seen anything like that remotely close. It's rare for one camera to pick up 2 meteors. Now 5, and then 2 of the 5 came in at nearly the exact same time down to the second. That is incredibly rare. But you saw it here, Ken Garten out of Trenton, Florida. Great job, guys. Keep the photos and videos coming. Photo you see here at the website was sent in by Chris L. out of Martinsburg, West Virginia. Big, tall, double-decker, very intense rainbow above West Virginia. If you guys have any photos you'd like to share, you can send those to reports at MrMBB333.com. Thanks for watching. Have a super day and be safe out there.